I'm sitting with David Weston, PhD student at Cambridge University. He's been off and away for an explore of neuroscience news.
So it's been a busy month. Last week I was at a meeting of the Biophysical Society over in Philadelphia and heard a lot about some really great advances in neuroscience. So the first news item I'd like to talk about was from a presentation at this conference by Michael Levine over at Yale University. And using some cutting-edge optical techniques, Dr. Levine and his colleagues have been able to image the brains of mice in real time using tiny lenses called microprisms. So the group are able to surgically implant these tiny prisms into the brains of living mice, and this causes only very slight damage to the brain itself. They can then shine a laser through this prism and visualise the brain in real time and record from these mice for many months.
Wow, so you can actually image the brain of a living conscious mouse. What else have the group managed to do with this technology?
Well, one of the most remarkable things they're doing is using prisms to visualise the layers of the cerebral cortex. Using this microprism, the scientists can shine their laser microscope beam so that it runs perpendicular to the surface of the brain. And this gives us an insight into how brain cells in the cortex can interact with one another.
So they're really able to look quite deep into the brain and have a look at the circuitry of these nerve cells there. Why is this area so important to study?
Well, it's so important to look at this in living mice because we can see how the cells in different layers of the cortex interact with one another during activities like running or sleeping. And this gives us a real picture of what the brain actually looks like on a cellular level while it's actually doing its thing.
This technique sounds amazing. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more about what they find out when they use it. And what's your second piece of news?